The warming trend continues, but the humidity stays very comfortable. So another beautiful day today in the 80s inland, in the 70s at the beaches, and nice and cool again tonight. You can open up the windows, let Mother Nature take care of that air conditioning bill as we drop into the 50s, and then more sunshine tomorrow and right back up into the mid-80s. We finally start to feel a bit of humidity by Friday, and that'll help trigger an isolated late-day shower, a thunderstorm, as the sea breeze moves inland. But I emphasize isolated. It will be largely dry, with most spots not seeing any rain, and the same story on Saturday, slightly higher coverage. So about 20% of the area to see rain Friday, about 30% of the area to see rain on Saturday, and temperatures again on Saturday to start your weekend well into the 80s. Then by Sunday, finally a slow-moving front moving across the area, so a better chance for scattered showers and a few thunderstorms, and it won't be as warm, in the upper 70s to near 80. And while the rain chances are higher Sunday, it's still not everybody, maybe about half the area getting rain on Sunday, but it will take a little bit of the temperatures down somewhat, at least for Sunday. And it looks like that pattern holds into early next week, with a front not too far away and some disturbances moving by, with an opportunity at least for a scattered shower or a thunderstorm. There are some indications in the longer range as we head toward the 15th to the 20th of April, give or take. So it would be late next week into the following week of perhaps a somewhat active weather pattern that may offer a little bit more fluctuations in temperatures, but at the same time, a little better opportunity for that much-needed rain. Today is also hashtag safe place selfie. Figure out with your family the best place to go during a storm. Now, this is a nationwide thing, so depending on where you are in the country, of course, this could range widely across the northern U.S. Typically, of course, would be a basement. Don't have such a thing here in Jacksonville, in northeastern Florida. So if it's a tornado that's approaching, we encourage people to get the lowest part of the building that you're in underneath something that is sturdy. Stairwell can offer some help, and cover your head and face with something that will protect you from any flying debris or glass. Never get into an automobile. Always out of a mobile home, and stay in the lowest part of whatever building you are in. And if in the case of a thunderstorm, if it's lightning, no swimming pools, no ocean, no beaches, no golf courses, no soccer or baseball fields, of course. So today is a day where you talk with the family. Emphasize this. I emphasize it all the time. Talk with the people in your family, kids especially, what to do when and if a storm's approaching, how to do it, how to behave is really critical. The more you communicate, the more calm you are, the better your children will behave and react, and then the better we all recover then post-storm. Hashtag safe place selfie. Take a selfie of your safe place in or near your home and post it, and we'll tweet it and retweet it. I've tweeted out the information at Mike First Alert. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.